This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday night edition of the show, and you can take control of the phones, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. No joke, we're here live. It's Ian here with you.
Yes, we are, and Manwich.
The Christmas Eve edition, and of course, there's people listening, just I guess they don't want to pick up their phones. I would love to hear the worst Christmas gift you've ever received and how you handled the situation. Also, just, I don't know, any interesting Christmas-related stories, holiday-related stories, and not just Christmas, too, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever. You take control of the phones, or bring up something political. We don't care. It's your show, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, coming up this hour, we're going to get to a story from school. Somebody's school where a substitute teacher told her students that there was no Santa Claus. That's on the way. But first...
Lying to those poor children.
Well, first, I want to go to the email box. A response from last week's Saturday show where we had some controversy. Boy, did we have controversy on last Saturday night's show. And one of the callers that called in, we were talking about the spying that the NSA was doing, the Bush administration spying on Americans, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And we had a bunch of people calling in to make excuses for it. We had a bunch of people who called themselves small government conservatives that were calling in and defending big government programs. It was interesting, radios, yeah. to say the least. And one of them claimed that middle America wants this. They claimed that middle America wants this security. They want to give up their liberty to have security, which, of course, if you give up your liberties for security, you'll get neither, according
right.
to
and you deserve neither.
Franklin. Indeed. Well, here's what Rich has to say about it. And if you've got comments, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Rich says, middle America may want to be told that the government they're paying so much is doing something about terrorists. The truth is, no matter how many security measures you take, there's no way to stop someone who's willing to sacrifice their own life to take the life of another.
There really isn't.
And I got to agree with him totally. In fact, this is what we pointed out last week. It's all for show. If somebody wants to blow some people up, a few cops randomly searching others is not going to stop them. They'll just detonate their bomb at this checkpoint if they get caught. Really, well, it's not going to stop anybody. It's very silly.
Well, it may stop them from their...
It might not make it so they reach their destination, but nonetheless.
I'll tell you what. You do this. I've got an email that counters
really?
That.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, the truth is, according to Rich, that these middle Americans suffer from severe groupthink. They see those who are being targeted by these security checks as those who are different from themselves, those with significantly different paradigms. I mean, after all, the security checks are happening in New York City. They're not happening in middle America.
Right.
They're happening
to Arab people, right. not to American ones. Mostly.
That's all fine and dandy to them, right up until the point where they become the one with a different paradigm by virtue of being a Presbyterian rather than a Baptist, for instance. It's that very same mindset that leads to the "we need to be proactive" assertion. We heard that one made a couple times last week.
And let's be clear here. Also, is you know you create a homeland security apparatus. And this isn't, we haven't always had Republicans in control.
Mm-mm.
What if the Democrats get a hold of it and decide, well, we've got to kind of take care of these hardline Republicans
right.
out there? I mean, you never know. You don't, this is America.
Yeah,
you
what
don't
about
control
those
right-wing
nut jobs? It might blow somebody up.
Absolutely. Remember how the militias were? They were looking at the militias back in the early 90s.
Now, when you point out, Manwich, that if it was, for instance, John Kerry or Bill Clinton that had this Homeland Security program,
mm-hmm.
when we point out that the conservatives would be outraged about it, they just shrug it off as though that's not true, as though that, this would not be the case with them. It's being run right because the Republicans are doing it.
Absolutely, and it's just foolishness. We all know the government can't do anything. The government can't keep drugs out of its own prisons. I mean, it's a prison, right?
Yeah.
And people are in there for doing
the
drugs, and we're correcting them. So we should have them handled. There's
nope.
more cops to people in prison than there are any place else in America.
That's true.
And we should be able to handle it, and we can't. We cannot. So please, don't tell me that the government can do anything
right. If you can't keep the drugs out of prisons, there's no way you're going to keep bombs out of America. There's no way you're going to keep a suitcase nuke, for instance,
now,
out
I would
of
like, I think that a very effective way to keep some bombs out of America is to keep America's bombs out of other countries.
Oh, this is true. Well, we'll go back to Rich's email. Being proactive in crime control would mean shooting anyone that you perceive to be a potential threat. He's wearing a turban. That means he's Middle Eastern and might be a terrorist. Better shoot him before he blows somebody up.
By the way, if he wears a turban, he's not Middle Eastern. He's a Sikh. Just so you know.
Well, that's what they did up in Britain. They shot that dude that was, what, out for his morning jog?
It was Colombian.
They shot the dude. Because they thought he was, what, he had wires coming out of his jacket? He was listening to his iPod or something like that? look, a 6 foot, better shoot him before he blows somebody up. Look, a 6 foot 4, 250-pound biker with long hair and a leather jacket. Better shoot him before he rapes my daughter. Proactive security is, by definition, the initiation of force. It's based on perception and not proof. It means acting on preconceived, prejudiced, and possibly incorrect stereotypes. It means punishing someone for what they might do, while they still have the opportunity to choose not to do it. It means imprisoning people for what they're capable of doing, rather than what they've chosen to do, which means we should all be on death row, because humans are fierce creatures, defined as having the ability and equipment to kill another of its kind. And every human is potentially capable of killing another. Humans as sentient beings have choice. I may want, very badly even, to kill someone. I may be capable of killing them. I may even walk up to them and put a gun to their head and have my finger on the trigger. Right up to the point where I've pulled the trigger and that person is in fact dead, I have not committed murder. Right up until the point where I've pulled...
You committed attempted murder by putting a gun next to someone's head.
Indeed. And you're certainly putting them in jeopardy, and they have the right to use self-defense, and anybody else around has the right to take you out at that point because you're threatening force. But his point is still the fact that he has not yet committed the murder. Mm-hmm. Right up until the point where I've pulled the trigger and that person is in fact dead, I still have the choice to pull or not pull the trigger. Right up until the moment where even the most powerful and stressful maneuvering the aircraft was capable of could not prevent it from hitting the building, the World Trade Center terrorists could have chosen not to do what they did.
Mm.
Actions may be preceded by thought and intent, but the thought and intent alone do not produce the action. That is done by choice. And choice is what liberty is all about. And me, I'm a big fan of that whole liberty idea. And I don't think that the Republicans or the Democrats have any idea, really, what liberty is all about.
No, it doesn't fulfill their needs. The politicians need to have more and more control over things.
Mm-hmm.
They have to. I mean, you know, Democrats will basically tell you, we're here to grow the government. We think that the government can handle all these issues.
Right.
And, you know, that a lot of Democrats believe that. And the Republicans, on the other hand, hide it. You know, they say we're for small government. But Ronald Reagan grew the government almost 20%. George Bush
I think it was more like 70% or something. It was crazy.
No, I don't think
he grew it crazy.
Anyway, grew the government while he was in office. The government spent more money in 1988 than it did in 1980.
Yes, that's correct.
That doesn't mean a small government conservative to
nope.
me. Sorry.
It doesn't matter what he said. And the guy said a lot of good things.
He said some great small
some
government
great
stuff. He really does. But if you grow the government and you know, if the government's bigger when you walk out than when you walked in, I'm sorry, you are not a small government conservative. And George Bush, definitely not a small government conservative. You can say what you want, you know, wars and all that stuff. He has grown the government, forget wars and forget natural disasters. Mm-hmm. He has grown the government by 38%.
That's right. And he's grown it at a faster clip than old boy Bill Clinton did.
Mm.
And does that mean we support Bill Clinton?
No! He grew the government.
Exactly. I'm against anybody that grows the government. I don't care who you are, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Communist, or you don't even have a party affiliation. If you are making government bigger, for whatever the reason, whatever the excuse, I don't care if it's taking care of old people, I don't care if it's military adventurism, if you're making government bigger and taxing people more, I am not your friend. And I will call you on the carpet every single time. The reason why we happen to attack the Republicans more is because they're the ones that are in charge.
Yeah,
For over a decade, they've had time to reduce the size of government, and it hasn't happened. More Free Talk Live coming up. Take control.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, High blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can take control of the show. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The live Saturday night edition, not just any old Saturday night edition, but the Christmas Eve special. It's just another show, but we are kind of focusing on some Christmassy stories.
Yeah, we've talked about some Christmas
stuff. Still on the way, the substitute teacher who told her kids that Santa Claus isn't real. That's coming up tonight, but we're in the midst of kind of rehashing, focusing on some of the points that we made last week about government, the size of government, the security apparatus that has been created in this country, and how it's dangerous to liberty. You know, you people are giving up your freedoms for this supposed security when, in fact, it's just not there. They tell you it is. They tell you they're on the ball. They tell you that we're preventing all kinds of terrorist attacks. But really, that's just what they claim. There's no evidence for it whatsoever. And even if there was evidence for it, I still wouldn't support it because I think that liberty is the best possible security. You can actually have real security if you're free to live your life how you want.
Well, I feel like I have been, you know, my liberty's been stolen, and here's how. You know, they've got this foreign policy that was that's in place, and that is what's putting me in danger. You know, we export, quote-unquote, export our democracy and our, you know, our goodwill to all the other countries. And when some
and
of the people...
And the Democrats and the Republicans are both guilty of exporting democracy.
Good. Absolutely. And, you know, when the good citizens, some of the good citizens of that country are unhappy with our exports of democracy, and they come over here and they fly airplanes into our buildings or they do whatever to me, they put my life in danger. We were attacked because of our foreign policy.
There's no doubt about
it. There is no doubt about it.
You can say what you want about them not liking
John
Coca-Cola
Wayne
and Pepsi.
And Britney Spears, you can say whatever. And I'm sure they don't like those things.
Some of them don't, but some of them probably love Hollywood movies.
We use terms like camel jockey. Why? Because it's simple. It's understandable. And that's the same reason they hate Britney Spears and Coca-Cola. What it is that we're at war against these people.
Yeah.
And we hate them for that.
Right.
And that's how they feel for us. And
I don't hate rice, but I would be pretty angry if China came over here and started imposing their way on us.
And you might call them rice eaters.
If they came over here and started attacking us, certainly.
Because we didn't have, we might have had some names.
And they killed all my friends, I might go over there and blow myself up.
We might have had some names, but we didn't say them with the same sort of vitriol that we say them now. And that's because, and they hated us beforehand, because we've been messing around in their countries for quite some time. Anyway, let me read this email from
you've got somebody that's supporting the security state?
I'll just read it to you. Hello, Ian and Manwich. In the past few days, I've been listening to some of FTL shows in which the two of you were laughing at what you see as a ridiculous ways in which people try to stop terrorist attacks. And we have gone through so many that there's no way to rehash all the ridiculous ways that we've talked about. In one case, Ian even referred to a specific scenario in which a terrorist is identified and in which case he can just reach into his bag and kaboom.
That's right.
The problem with your assumptions and examples is that these are half-truths. You can't say that that the attempts to stop terrorist attacks with guards are completely useless when there are actual factual events that prove otherwise. By the way, Tomer is from Israel.
Okay.
So, I mean, he lives there in this kind of stuff all the time.
Understood.
And Israel's a completely different case. I don't know how liberty would work for Israel. I think they might get overrun if they just, you know, open up their borders and you know, shrink the size of the government.
Have they ever had it?
I don't know. Over here in this country,
they understand it?
In this country, we're blessed. Our neighbors, you know, we have some of the longest undisputed borders in the world.
Sure.
And it would be very difficult to take over America in a land war.
Okay.
Anyway, the problem with your assumptions is that they're half-truths. Okay. I was thinking today about a couple of events that I wanted to lay down, and only a few minutes ago I heard some 15-year-old Arab was caught carrying explosives in a IDF checkpoint. IDF is, of course, Israeli Defense Forces. Yes, when a terrorist is identified by a guard, be it a checkpoint, the territories, or a cafe in Israel, he would rather blow himself up than get caught. But usually, if it's outside, there are less deaths. In the mall in Netanya, where there were several terrorist attacks in the past few years, the last one was only a few days ago. In at least two cases, five or six people were killed. The reason for that was that the guards and the civilians were alert and recognized the murderers before they could enter the mall. I'd rather hear of six deaths than 30, as if I'm forced to make that horrible choice. Absolutely true. Another important aspect of the fact is that sometimes terrorist act is stopped and nobody is hurt. And there's an example of a 17-year-old waitress who recognized a suicide bomber a few years ago. And he goes on to give several more examples. And it's true. Absolutely true. If you have enough security around, if you have enough security around, you can minimize the effect of terrorism. But remember,
stop it.
It won't stop it. But remember why the terrorism's occurring in the first place. See, it's this Gordian knot. First, you institute with my tax money foreign policy I don't agree with. That's wrong. To take my money away from me and to put me in jail if I don't want to pay it.
That's right.
If you want to do something that I don't agree with that money, that is wrong.
No doubt.
And then to take my liberty away because what you've done with my money that I didn't want you to do
had some negative consequences
for me and for the people that live around me. So now you're pointing guns at other people. I don't want you to point at them. Now you're pointing guns at me, and you're using all of my money to do it. That's not
outrage.
Just wrong. It's evil.
It really is, and it needs to come to a, it needs to come to a
Nobody
stop.
Realizes it. I mean, it's we've just been slowly growing into it, but that's what it is. Sorry.
It's so unacceptable. This whole security state is just out of step with freedom, and it is does not compute. It is not compatible with a country that's supposed to be free. If I'm free, it means I'm free to travel from point A to point B without being harassed by officious security guards trying to, you know, shake me down and take my nail clippers and things like that.
Well, that doesn't happen anymore. Now you can bring nail clippers on planes. That's great. But that doesn't change the fact that there's all kinds of fines that have been dished out in the meantime to people who have brought them. Now, I also don't think that you should be able to take my money for, you know, your affirmative action programs or your welfare programs
right.
or anything like that. It's just, you know, the income tax is, it's morally wrong. And it was passed as a temporary measure in 1913.
Right.
And
oh,
and it's only grown.
Let's point out that these security checkpoints and all these things that have been instituted in the last few years are temporary, man, which they're temporary so long as the war on terrorism is going on.
So
which,
long as we're safe.
Which, according to the administration, is going to be from now on.
Yeah.
I mean, they've said there's not going to be any end.
No end in sight to the war on terror.
Right. And it doesn't bother you guys. I mean, it doesn't bother some of you. All of this security doesn't bug you at all. You don't mind? Well, wait, you're not going through it, are you? Most of you aren't, unless you're going to the airport, and then you're going to experience some of it. But most of you aren't in New York City, the majority of the country, not. They're not dealing with random subway searches. They're not dealing with armed jackbooted thugs climbing on your city bus at some random point and demanding identification from everybody. Doesn't that remind you of something?
Let me see your papers.
Yes, where are your papers? What are you doing on this bus? Explain yourself.
Where are you going?
Yes. Where are you coming from? Grandma's house, huh? That doesn't bother you at all? 800-259-9231. Maybe it doesn't bug you because it hasn't happened to you yet. Maybe that's a big factor here, man. All of these people that support these security measures are just kind of looking at it from above, thinking, boy, this sounds like a great idea. Look, they're checking people out. That's a great idea. It's not happening in my city, which is really nice. But what if it did? What if there was checkpoints on the roads? What if you were stopped every morning on the way to work and your car searched? Checking for bombs, sir. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control of the show. 800-259-9231.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org. herbalhealeracademy.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Saturday night show, the Christmas Eve edition. We're here live till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so still plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there at freetalklive.com. And it's free. There's 74,000 posts.
74,000 posts.
There's over
1,000
people interacting, and it is all on the house. A variety of conversations from the fun to the serious. All there at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. Take advantage of it. It's free. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. So we're criticized, Manwich, these days because, you know, we're attacking the Republicans. We're conservative bashing on Free Talk Live. Well, no, it's just they just happen to be in control. Anybody who's in control and is making government bigger is going to get attacked on Free Talk Live. And in some cases, we're attacking them all, the Republicans and the Democrats, because they like to team up to help make government bigger sometimes, like in this case. This one from, Yahoo News, Associated Press. Washington, more than a year after President Bush promised to work with Congress to renew a dairy support program, lawmakers are poised finally to do so. On Wednesday, the Senate approved a budget deficit reduction package that renews the Milk Income Loss Contract Program.
Milk Income Loss, what?
M-I-L-C, Milk. Program for 2 years at a cost of $1 billion. The House, which passed the package on Monday, must approve a few minor changes, but the bill, you know, says the passage is all but certain. Of course it is, because George Bush has never vetoed a bill. In winning the extension, lawmakers from the upper Midwest and Northeast overcame opposition not only from fiscal conservatives, but from Western dairy producers and their supporters in Congress. The taxpayer-funded program known as Milk expired on October 1st. It paid dairy farmers cash when milk prices fell below certain levels. It's a subsidy. Meaning if their prices drop below X, then they get paid from the federal government. The federal government is propping up the milk industry, and they've been doing it for a long time. This has been going on.
Oh, yeah.
And now your fiscal conservatives in Washington, D.C. have signed on again and passed the program yet again. Here it comes again. More milk subsidies. Doesn't matter to them that, here's what a Democrat said. Herb Cole from Wisconsin says, it'll help thousands of Wisconsin dairy families survive if we have another bout of disastrous prices. Disastrous prices. What is it? You have a problem with the marketplace, Herb? Do you have a problem with supply and
demand?
He just
doesn't understand it.
No, he doesn't, obviously.
Because the fact is, if people, you know, they're going to, if the price of milk falls below a certain level, then some people are going to say, you know, I'm out of this milk business. Mm-hmm. I've had it. I'm going to go get a job someplace else. I'm going to earn more money. I'm going to sell my farmland, whatever.
Right.
They'll
milk
be fine.
Will go back up.
They'll be fine. I've lost jobs too.
If that happens, milk will go back up in price.
And then
there will be
less milk.
Right.
And then it's going to go up.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Milk will find its even level if the government gets my money out of it.
I'm sorry, but because you decide to go into a business for yourself,
does not mean that I am obligated to support you. Now, I happen to be a milk drinker. I happen to, you know, have about a glass worth of milk per day. Usually it's in the form of with cereal, but sometimes just on its own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge fan of it. I could live without it. If the price went too high, I might decide to stop drinking milk. But what, you're going to prevent the price from going lower? What's the matter with you people? And I don't owe you anything, milk producers.
Mm-mm.
You're the one that decided to go into that business. You're the one that decided that you wanted to provide milk to the world.
You know, the best example of this is Amtrak. We are still subsidizing trains.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a technology that is completely outdated. Sorry, if it wasn't, we wouldn't have to be. Basically, Amtrak is another government program. The entire thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the whole deal. They're not private.
Nope.
They're no more private than the post office.
And they lose money hand over fist, just like the post office.
Mm-hmm. And this, you know, they're going to turn the milk industry. Everything's going to be just as stifled and unable to evolve mm-hmm. and unable to change for the marketplace as the post office and Amtrak. If we keep on doing this, it's like nationalizing everything.
Well, because it's critical, man. Which milk is critical?
We make fun of the communists down in South America when they nationalize stuff because we know that that's stupid, but we're doing it a little bit each day.
Uh-huh.
And that's how it's done in America. That's how communism has taken over. I should say socialism. That's how socialism has taken over in America. That's why McCarthy was right. Sorry. The communists took over. We lost.
Yeah. And they
lost the Cold War.
And they call themselves Republicans and Democrats.
Yep.
They do. I'm sorry. It's the truth.
You know, they may have you fooled with their PR, but that's the way it is.
And the PR on this one is, well, milk's critical. It's critical to America. We should ensure that these milk producers can turn a profit. How is it any different than any other business? Why don't we just ensure that everybody who decides to get into whatever business they want to can just stay in business forever, regardless of how good their product is, regardless of how good their service and how good their distribution mechanisms are? Oh, what's that? You're having a tough time? Well, that's okay. We'll just take money from the taxpayers to ensure that you can stay in business. Oh, you're a critical industry. No, it's just some industry that has some lobbyists that have managed to get mm-hmm. a bunch of politicians on their side, because not all of the politicians were for this.
Nope.
In fact, here's a quote from Senator Pete Domenici, a New Mexico Republican who is an opponent of the program. He says, "I'll continue to work with my colleagues to put an end to the grossly unfair program known as milk that is bad for New Mexico's farmers." Now, why is it bad for New Mexico's farmers but not Wisconsin farmers? Well, apparently the program pays farmers only on their first 2.4 million gallons of milk each year, which translates to about 120 cows. That makes the program popular in the Midwest and Northeast, which tend to have smaller farms.
Mm.
But in the West, home to much larger dairy operations, farmers oppose the program, arguing it depresses prices by subsidizing smaller dairy farms, therefore leading to overproduction. So,
well, you know, this is the kind of nonsense.
North versus South again.
Who cares? We shouldn't be subsidizing milk, period.
That's true.
You know, and this guy would vote for it if it was for larger ranches.
Sure he would.
God. It's disgusting.
It really is.
It is disgusting. Milk would be fine, believe me. America, we're still going to buy milk. Really, we are.
What if we decided not to, though? What if the country decided...
Then we don't need any milk.
Well, exactly. And shouldn't the marketplace be able to adjust to that? According to the government, no. Milk must last forever.
I mean, what if every American stopped drinking milk? Do we still want to subsidize this stuff? Pump it down the drain or whatever?
What if we have...
We could wash our cats and dogs in it.
I wonder about the soy industry. You know, there's the alternative milks out there
mm-hmm.
now that are gaining in popularity,
sure
I would say. And, you know, do you think these guys are banging down Congress's doors looking for subsidies, too? Because why shouldn't they? It's unfair. I mean, if you're a competitor to the milk industry and you're seeing the milk producers, the guys with the cows, getting subsidies, wouldn't you also want to go and get a piece of the action, too? I mean, that's not fair. This is America, and everybody should have a level playing field, according to most people around here.
You know, I wonder if the milk people are using their subsidies for those ads that we see with all the celebrities with the milk. Mustache.
Could very well be.
I bet that's where all the money's
going. You're probably right. And this is what
glad I paid for that crap.
This is what your so-called small government conservatives are up to. Making government bigger, passing more programs, more subsidies, which is wealth redistribution, which is socialism.
or coming back, you take control of the show. 800-259-9231. Take control. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Eve edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Still time for your call if you make it. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can experience the shrine of female listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo. Validated photo, that is. And we put them up on our website because we're really proud of our lady listeners. And it's not a beauty contest. One of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have submitted their photos to the shrine at freetalklive.com.
When it comes to the holidays, make your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers or festive bouquets from their expert designers like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get the same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL as in Free Talk Live, FTL, for a special savings. I believe it's 10%. 1-800-Flowers.com. It's your florist of choice. And you know, there's still time to use 1-800-Flowers for Christmas gifts. You can get Mom the Waterford Present Bouquet. It's like sweet. $50 and get 10% off.
She'll love it. Let's go to the phones to Phil in Chicago. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, evening, Ian. Evening, Manwich.
Hey. What's up, Phil?
Oh, it's just the near on Christmas Eve.
What better way to spend Christmas Eve than with Ian and Manwich on Free Talk Live, huh?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
My family, but...
Yeah, what's on your mind, man?
Oh, just a lot of things. Just on the thing with the snow penis. I hate to beat this thing to death, but...
No. Sometimes you just have to beat on a snow penis.
Yes, yes sir. Any person that trespasses, a cop or not, is a trespasser on your private property.
Yeah, I agree.
And as far as, you know, what happened, that is technically vandalism.
Yes, it is. We're talking about a story with a 19-year-old girl. She built a snow penis in her front yard. The cops came and destroyed it. And, of course, they were way out of line.
Yes, by law, that is vandalism.
But you can't charge cops with any sort of crime. I mean, they can vandalize whatever they want, and they rarely will get in trouble for anything.
You know, and that snow, even though it's only water, it's on your property.
Indeed.
Your property.
I absolutely agree, Phil. Now, did you have anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, a couple other things. With the homeland security and all this nonsense going on, something that needs to be looked at, you know, if the current administration and the DNP had a genuine concern for our safety, they would inspect all cargo coming into this country.
Is that possible?
It seems like a lot of cargo.
It's a lot of cargo. The logistics make it incredibly difficult, but the reason it's not being done is because it would cost big business too much money.
Well, of course, it would cost everybody.
Let's be clear that big business, there is no big business. You and I would pay for it because whatever it is that we buy from big business, we'd have to pay for those costs.
That's right.
Exactly.
If it's going to increase the price of a bottle of wine by $3 because of all the security that it had to go through, we're paying for it, not big business. They pass along every single dollar.
Exactly. That's what big business does. Any cost that they have to.
It's any business. You'd do it, too. If you were running a small business and importing products into the country, you'd pass along those prices, too, Phil.
You have to, otherwise your business doesn't exist.
Right. And not only is the consumer paying for the extra cost on the products, but the consumer also gets the pleasure of paying the taxes that went to pay the bureaucrats who were doing the inspections.
That is the truth. I cannot deny it. I can't argue with it. That is the truth. But...
There's no point in it. I mean, it's just so futile to be inspecting incoming cargo. Just let it all come in. As Manwich said, bring the troops home from around the world. Let's stop messing in other people's business, and let's get back to liberty and freedom in this country because I'm sick of this security state.
And the other issue with security, you should also confirm the legal status of the people residing within our borders and deport all illegal aliens.
Wait a minute, wait. Confirm the legal status of people residing within our borders? What do you mean?
Make sure that there are no illegal aliens.
By doing what?
That, once again, the solution is more difficult.
Here's the real solution, the pro-freedom solution, Phil, that I would hope you would give serious consideration. In a free country, you should be free to leave and come and go as you please. And so, therefore, the answer is to make it so there is no such thing as an illegal alien, to simply abolish the INS and to make it so that... get rid of welfare, by the way, while you're at it, and then make it so anybody can come and go as they please. What's wrong with that?
There are a lot of problems that, you know, it's... Our national sovereignty is at risk right now by dissolving of our borders with the current NAFTA and CAFTA agreement.
Huh? National sovereignty? I mean, this is supposed to be a free country. You're supposed to be able to come and go. I mean, what's your objection to being able to come and go without having to show papers to some bureaucrat? Exactly. Who the hell are these people anyway to demand that they show papers, that I show them papers? This is America, and I want to leave if I want to leave, and I want to come back if I want to come back, and stop getting in my way.
I'll tell you what's really disgusting about illegal aliens, though, is some of them come over here so that they can, you know, they can suck off the federal teat, as it were.
What I'm trying to address.
And, you know, and
that's
why
we get rid of
what the problem is not the illegal aliens, but in fact, the politicians that put the teat in place for them to suck on. Because
we need to
give
the federal government a mastectomy.
A lot of people would love to have free money coming their way, and immigrants are no different.
Right, so that's why we get rid of welfare, then open the borders. Phil, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's the only pro-freedom answer that there is to immigration and welfare. Get rid of welfare. Abolish the INS. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but still enough time for your call if you make it. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The live Christmas Eve edition of the show. And we do it 6 nights a week, by the way, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So be sure you join us for every moment. If you miss a moment, you can always get it for free online at the archives section of freetalklive.com. It's right there on the front page of the website, months worth of the show, all of it for free, no logging in, no membership fee. Go get them, freetalklive.com. And if you appreciate the fact that we give you all that for free, then maybe you should consider becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. $3 a month, totally voluntary. You go and contribute $3 a month, and it helps us get on more radio stations. Helps us get more affiliates, more people listening to the show, more people coming across a real, principled, consistent message of freedom and liberty. And if that's important to you, you want to go to amp.freetalklive.com.
And, you know, there's lots of perks that go with the membership in the Amplifier program.
That's right. Classic Archives.
Classic Archives.
The bulletin board system, you get a special forum dedicated to amplifiers and more, even a dedicated call-in line. Exclusively for amplifiers. So, amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, when we reach our goal, we're going to cut back on our commercial time on the show by 25%. So, pretty lofty goal, and we can reach it. We're already over 10% of the way there. amp.freetalklive.com. All right, I promised a story. Here it is from Lickdale, Pennsylvania. Teresa Farisi stood in for Mrs. Schaefer's regular music teacher. Excuse me, Schaefer's one of the kids in the class. Stood in for the music teacher one day last week. One of her assignments was to read Clement Seymour's famous poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, to a first grade class at Lickdale Elementary School.
Couldn't even get that right.
She said, "The poem has great literary value, but it goes against my conscience to teach something which I know to be false to children who are impressionable. It's a story. I taught it as a story. There's no real person called Santa Claus living at the North Pole. Farisi doesn't believe in Santa Claus, and she doesn't think anybody else should either."
Yeah, thanks for your help.
She made her feelings clear to the classroom full of 6- and 7-year-olds, some of whom went home crying. A little girl named, whatever. She came home, she yelled at her mom, "Why did you lie? Why didn't you tell me Santa Claus died?"
And Santa Claus died? Apparently she didn't make herself very clear to the class.
Yes, the kids probably took it pretty hard. And the point here, of course, is, yes, this woman is pretty horrible for destroying the ideas that the parents put in their kids' head. That's pretty terrible of her.
Yeah.
Reprehensible. But I doubt this would have happened in a private school, especially in a Christian private school.
I doubt it very seriously.
Yeah. So the point here is, if you don't want your kids to come across some rampaging lunatic substitute teacher, get them out of government school, put them in a privately run education program, homeschool them. That'd be the best way to ensure they don't come across any messages you don't want them to come across. But if you want them to just come across random stuff, whether it be from the teacher or from the other kids in school, if you want them to come across pornography and violence and cursing, then keep them in government school. And just wait. Give them time. Because government school is not good. It forces people who don't agree with one another to be in the same vicinity with each other. And I don't think that there are good things that come from that. Somebody might make the point that, well, it'll help
diversity,
cure racism, and it's for diversity. But, in fact, it just makes conflict. It just makes it so one group is angry at another group for expressing their feelings or having their particular viewpoint taught in the school, whether it be the gays or the religious people. Government just pits interest groups against one another, and it makes us all hate each other. Let's just get the government out of education. That's the best solution for your children's future. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Manwich.
Hey, have a great holiday. See you Monday night.
Merry Christmas.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you think